Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. Today, we will explore an incredible promise that God made, a promise about a righteous branch that would bring hope and transformation to his people. This message isn't just some ancient prophecy. It's a powerful reminder of God's faithfulness that still resonates with us today. Today's Bible verse is from Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 5. See, days are coming, oracle of the Lord, when I will raise up a righteous branch for David. As king, he shall reign and govern wisely. He shall do what is just and right in the land.
Today's Bible passage talks about God's promise to his people. This wasn't just any promise. It was God's direct response to generations of corrupt leadership and spiritual darkness. Think about what this meant to people living in those times. A promise of a leader who would be different from all the rest. This righteous branch, this future king, wouldn't just sit on a throne. He would actively govern with wisdom. He would establish justice and righteousness throughout the land. Can you imagine the hope this stirred in people's hearts? After experiencing leader after leader who abused their power, God promised someone who would finally do things right. But this prophecy goes even deeper than just good leadership. The term righteous branch tells us that this ruler would spring forth from David's line, fulfilling God's covenant promise to David that his throne would be established forever. This wasn't just about political reform. It was about God's faithful plan to restore and redeem his people in a way that would impact every aspect of their lives. Now, to truly understand the weight of this promise, we need to look at what was happening in Israel during Jeremiah's time. The situation was dire, to say the least. The nation had fallen into a state of moral and spiritual decay that touched every level of society. The leaders who were supposed to be shepherds of the people had become wolves in sheep's clothing. Both political and religious authorities were consumed by corruption. Kings were making alliances with pagan nations instead of trusting in God. Priests were more concerned with personal gain than spiritual guidance. False prophets were telling people what they wanted to hear rather than speaking God's truth. The temple meant to be a house of prayer had become a den of corruption. Things reached their tragic climax in 587 BC when Jerusalem fell to the Babylonians. The destruction was complete and devastating. The temple, the symbol of God's presence among his people, was reduced to rubble. The city walls were torn down, homes were destroyed, and many of the people were led away into exile. This wasn't just a military defeat. It was the culmination of decades of turning away from God's ways. The people who once proudly called themselves God's chosen nation now found themselves scattered and broken, living as captives in a foreign land. This wasn't just about losing their independence or their homeland. It was about facing the consequences of generations of unfaithfulness. The very institutions and systems that were meant to point people to God had crumbled, leaving a void that no human effort could fill.
You might think that's where the story ends, with God's people scattered and broken, having turned their backs on him. But here's the amazing thing about our God. He always has a bigger plan. Even in the midst of Israel's rebellion and disobedience, he was already working on something new and beautiful, instead of completely abandoning his people. God chose to establish a new covenant. This wasn't going to be like the old one that was written on tablets of stone. No, this covenant would be different. God promised to write his law on their hearts, transforming them from the inside out. It would be a covenant of grace and restoration, showing just how deep God's love runs. Think about it. At the very moment when the people had walked away from God, when they were worshiping idols and breaking every commandment, God was planning their redemption. This is what makes our God so incredible. He doesn't wait for us to get our act together before he starts working on our behalf. He sees beyond our current chaos and rebellion, and he's already preparing the way forward. And this wasn't just a quick fix or a temporary solution. God's plan was comprehensive and far-reaching. He wasn't just interested in restoring buildings or re-establishing political systems. He wanted to completely transform his people's relationship with him. He wanted to make something entirely new, something that would last forever. This is the kind of God we serve, one who takes our mess and turns it into a message, who takes our chaos and creates something beautiful. Even when everything seems to be falling apart, he's working behind the scenes, orchestrating events and preparing hearts for something greater than we could ever imagine. Let's talk about Jeremiah's role in all of this. Now, being a prophet wasn't exactly a cushy job, especially not in Jeremiah's case. God gave him one of the toughest assignments ever, to be the bearer of hard truths to a people who weren't exactly eager to hear them. God specifically told Jeremiah that his job was to pluck up and pull down before he could build and plant. It's like being a demolition expert and a master gardener all rolled into one. You see, sometimes the old structures, the broken systems, the corrupted ways of thinking, they all need to come down before something new can take their place. It's like trying to build a new house on a foundation that's crumbling. It just won't work. Jeremiah had to stand before kings and priests, before the powerful and the common folk alike, and tell them that their whole way of life needed to be dismantled. Imagine how that went over. He faced rejection, persecution, and even threats to his life. But he kept going because he understood that this destruction wasn't the end goal. It was just the necessary first step toward renewal. And here's what makes Jeremiah's message so powerful. Even while he was preaching about judgment and destruction, he was also holding out hope for the future. He was like a surgeon who has to cut away diseased tissue to save the patient. Yes, it's painful, but it's absolutely necessary for healing to begin. This wasn't destruction for destruction's sake. It was destruction with a purpose, clearing the way for God's new work to begin. You know, as we wrap up our discussion today, I can't help but be amazed by God's incredible faithfulness. Even in times when everything seems to be falling apart, when leaders fail us and systems crumble, God's plan remains steady and sure. He never abandons his people, no matter how far they've strayed. Think about it. From the ruins of Jerusalem to the promise of a righteous branch, God was already planning restoration while destruction was still happening. That's the kind of hope we can hold on to today when our own world feels like it's crumbling, when we face our own personal struggles and challenges. We can trust that God is still working, still planning, still faithful. And just like he had a greater purpose for Israel's struggles, he has a purpose for ours too. Sometimes what looks like an ending is actually just the beginning of something new and beautiful that God is creating. So hold on to hope, my friends. Trust in his promises, because the God who promised a righteous branch to Israel is the same God who watches over us today.
Let's close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for your faithfulness through every season. In times of brokenness and uncertainty, remind us of your promise to restore and renew. Just as you raised up a righteous branch for Israel, lead us with your wisdom and guide us in righteousness. When everything around us feels unstable, anchor our hearts in the hope that you are always working for our good. Help us trust in your greater plan and cling to the truth that you never abandon your people. May we find peace in your steadfast love and courage to embrace the new beginnings you are creating. In Jesus' name, amen. Friends, may your heart be filled with the peace of knowing God's plans for you are always good. May his steadfast love guide you through every challenge, and his promises be the foundation of your hope. Go forward in faith, trusting that the same God who restores and renews is walking with you every step of the way. Be blessed abundantly in all you do,